Wednesday. Shout out to that guy. You know, he was my kitty cat. He was my boy. My little black cat. If you're thinking about adopting a cat, go black. They're the hardest to adopt out, yet they're the sweetest and cutest. My boy Wednesday was exactly 4.5 years old, and he got ran over this week. He was there when my daughter came home from the hospital when she was born. And he's been going on walks ever since. He's been the lookout. He was a good boy. He's a cute little kitty cat. Brandon, you got a shot for Wednesday ready?
I have a fucking shot for Wednesday ready, buddy.
Right on. Okay, so we're going to do a little shit shot. Brandon, we're going to do it. 1, 2, 3.
Ugh.
Goddamn.
Right. Yeah.
Well, shout out to you, Wednesday. You were a good boy. I love you. Cute as fuck. There's many pictures all over my social media of that guy dating back the whole 4.5 years I had him. Again, adopt. Adopt a little black cat. They're the hardest to get out, and yet they're always the cutest and the sweetest. All right. On a lighter note, Los Angeles, we're going to be doing Jam in the Van on December 11th. We got some big swinging dicks coming your way. Pardon the pun. We got tickets available at jaminthevan.com. You're going to want to get them right away. It's a 7 p.m. show, the earlier show. I'm also going to be in Oceanside, California on December 3rd at the Wishbone. I don't know how to get tickets, so just show up at the door with money. As always, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/valleyboyspod, and we have the Valley Boys Gives Back Foundation. That's where you give us money, and we give it back to the liquor store in exchange for booze to drink while we record the podcast. This week, our donor, sorry, I said I'm going to call you guys enablers. You're not donors. Our enablers this week are Shitty Ian, Shitty Drew, Shitty Richard, Shitty Jamie, Shitty Allen, Shitty Moose, Shitty Patty, and our gay dad, Shitty Jeff. Thanks a lot for kicking us that money. All right. Brandon.
Yes, sir.
On the road.
Fuck yeah.
Way of the road, bubs.
Oh, yeah, fucking way of the road, bubs. And, yeah, it's been about 2 weeks, but I finagled my way into stopping in Iowa for Thanksgiving to see my parents and some of my my family. So, yeah, we got shitty tonight and played some games, and we're going to wake up.
That's fucking convenient, man. You could just be like, yo, I need to be in wherever the fuck Iowa, man. The dildo capital of America, apparently. And
probably.
No, it is.
Yeah,
it is.
I believe
it. Actually is.
I believe
it. I don't
know
what that means. I don't know if that's, like, consumption of dildos, purchases, which in my mind is different than consumption, or if that's just what they call you people there.
I think it's a combination of the two and or three. Yeah, depending on who you talk to. But I believe it. Yeah, I had
how's it going with the fam jam? You guys all fucking being a bunch of Brandons? Actually, they're not a bunch of Brandons. You come from good stock. The fuck happened to you?
The fuck if I know, man. Like, every once in a while, the acorn falls, you know, pretty far from the tree, you know. But that doesn't mean the actual tree's bad. It just means that particular acorn, you know, just fucked off, bud.
It just fell into a pile of shit.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like a raccoon was taking a shit under a tree, and that's where your acorn fell in, and it grew into this shitty Brandon plant.
Yes.
Hey, man, no judgment. You got them piss jugs going?
Oh, dude, I've had fucking plenty of fucking piss jugs going. But yeah, the fucking problem is it's fucking been a while since I've been out there. It's been almost 4 fucking years. So I end up fucking cutting my finger on one of them and fucking, you know.
Cutting a finger on a piss jug or cutting your dick? And what kind of jugs are you using? Like just like an empty Mountain Dew can or some shit?
Oh, yeah, like, yeah, you use whatever, empty water bottle, empty Mountain Dew can, empty whatever, you know, and I spent a lot of time in the Midwest, especially Chicago, where the fucking wind's blowing, you know. So I'm in my fucking truck trying to take a piss. Fucking wind hits me. Goddamn fucking cab, you know, starts rocking back and forth. And, you know, whatever I'm pissing in, you know, will fucking rock against me, including the goddamn cans, you know. So, yeah, it fucking got me a goddamn cut on my fucking, you know, my fucking mushroom there.
You did, huh? That's disgusting. You know, I had a piss jug.
Yeah.
I was super sick, and like, I don't know what it is. In America, everybody knows what piss jugs is. Piss jugs are. It's like it's one of those things where you say the name of it and you know exactly what it is.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
Somebody posted on Twitter like, "What's the greatest thing that's named after exactly what it is?" My opinion, it's fireplace, and it's like, okay, good point. But piss jug is better, because even if you've never heard of the concept of pissing into a jug, you know what that means.
Well, and it's a fucking universal term, too. Like, you know, Trailer Boys with fucking Ray, you know, when he was hopping on the truck. You go across state lines, it fucking doesn't matter, man. You hop on a fucking truck, you know what a fucking piss jug is, because...
No, I understand that. But what I'm saying is, like, even if you've never heard that term before, the second you hear piss jug, even if someone says, hey, you, have you ever heard of a piss jug? And they say, no. And you say, what do you think it means? And they say, it's a jug you piss in because you can't get to a toilet. And you're like, exactly.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
All right. You want to know something gross? Because somebody, we talked about piss jugs a little bit the last time. So I had a piss jug when I was sick with the pneumonia, like years ago in Winnipeg. You know what I mean? I'm lying in bed. I'm sick. I can't move. I'm just watching The Sopranos, feeling sorry for myself.
Yeah.
And, I was pissing in a jug, but the problem is, it was a water jug, you know? And in the middle of the night, I reached for the wrong jug.
Hey, dude.
And for a brief moment, piss was in my mouth, dude. I didn't drink it, per se. Like, I didn't swallow the piss, but I did have piss in my mouth.
Oh,
and here's the thing. I didn't spit it out everywhere, but I did spit it back in the piss.
It was already there, though.
One of very few people who have pissed, drank their own piss. One of very few people in history who have unwillingly drank their own piss, because a lot has to happen before. Like there's a whole series of events that need to happen before you accidentally drink your own piss.
I don't know.
In the old days, you just pissed on a tree. No big deal. You can't drink that. In modern times, you piss in a toilet. Very hard to drink. The only way to drink your own piss is if you piss in something that could be drank from, which I did.
Yeah, I was gonna say. D, reach for a fucking jug you think has water, but turns out to be piss and take a drink. It's a 4-step process.
Yep, and that's exactly what happened. But I'll tell you something worse than that. I went to that all-you-can-eat sushi. You know, which, by the way, is a fucking ripoff. Speaking of drinking your own piss,
yeah.
Going to all-you-can-eat sushi is, unless it's like this incredible, amazing place, don't even bother, man. Because the place we went to, you're live from Marshalltown, Iowa. I'm live from Newport Beach, California, you know, Orange County. And we went to this fucking place where, number one, you had to wait an hour, which is kind of standard for sushi, but... The all you can eat was $35 a person, but then they had all these rules. You know what I mean? They're like, rule number one: if you want sushimi or more than one oyster, you gotta pay $5 extra. If you want to drink water, you gotta pay $10 extra. If you want to use the bathroom, you gotta pay $50 extra, unless you drink your own piss. So obviously, I was covered there. But they did allow you one oyster because I got the cheap shit. You know what I mean? And so it was decent, you know, it's sushi, whatever. But I got the cheap one, which allows you one oyster. I've never had an oyster. You know, I'm an uncultured buffoon. When the fuck am I going to eat oysters? They don't serve that shit at McDonald's or Wendy's. You know what I mean? That doesn't come in poutine in Canada.
Yeah, you guys got fucking poutine and moose sausage, and that's about it. Tim Hortons coffee.
Exactly. When the fuck am I going to eat an oyster? There's no oysters in, like, Winnipeg. You know, there's catfish, metaphorical and real. That's it.
Well, see, then that's the problem. You went down to Orange County, dude. Like, there's a spot. I was at a month ago with my roommates in fucking North Hollywood. It was $33 a person, and like your ass is set there for like 90 minutes. You got three rounds. You order as much sushi as you want. You got to eat everything you order, but yeah, like you can definitely get your $33 worth for
no, that's
sure.
The same, that, okay, that is the same as this place, but it was 35. But whatever. I'm only mad because we missed the lunch price. Not that I was paying, but we missed the lunch price by like 10 minutes, you know, which was $5 cheaper, but whatever.
Well, yeah, it's regardless. a quarter party that's of the tribe.
Exactly. Exactly. It's actually, you know, they don't measure it by, it's not like white girls with their 23andMe being like, hey, I'm Native American because 1/16th of me says that. With the Jews, they're like, you're Jewish on your mother's side, you're in.
Yeah.
And that's me. However, because it's me, they're like, some of them that don't like me, like individual people, they're like, you know what, dude? You didn't grow up with that. You don't even need to say it. I'm like, I don't. But according to your own rules, I'm in.
Yeah.
Just give me a coupon book and send me on my way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude. The fucking Jewish religion seems like a fucking elementary, like, school level secret club you have after fucking school with, like, some bullshit password and secret handshake or some shit like that. Ultimately.
And do you know what? It's awesome. And if, since you don't know what's going on, don't worry about it. It's like on South Park. What are you guys doing over there? Don't worry about it. All kinds of cool shit. Forget about it.
Absolutely, man.
Don't worry. Don't worry about it. So anyways, I tried oysters for the first time. And this is coming from someone who drank their own piss before, okay? So oysters
obviously
are the most disgusting thing in the universe. And I only had it because I'm limited to one. So I'm like, I got to have one. If I can only have one, I'm going to fucking have one, you know? And I didn't know it was the most disgusting thing you could possibly put in your mouth. And that's including my own piss. And as soon as I ate it, you know, the first thing that came to my mind was from that one of the shittiest TV shows of all time, Friends. Joey Tribbiani on that show said oysters are like giant boogers. And that's exactly what it is. It's like this is what I picture a giant booger tasting like. And it was so hard for me not to vomit to the point where I was done eating. Like, it was so disgusting, I couldn't eat anymore. And I had flashbacks to when I drank my own piss. That's how bad it was. And I'm
Jesus
like, you know what? I'll take my own piss over an oyster any day. Like, I wish I could go back in time and tell younger me not to eat an oyster. And I only got to go back, like, 4 hours, you know?
Holy fuck, man.
Yeah, of all the mistakes I've made in my life, the constant, endless mistakes, that's the one that old man me is going to go back and be like, don't eat that fucking oyster. Don't be tempted by the limit one. You don't have to take it. I don't know. I feel like that's like a three-dimensional lesson in life.
Yeah, well, you fucking learned it the hard way, but at the same time, you'll fucking remember it, too. So, I have no problem with oysters at all because, like, I love eating things that fucking smell fishy.
You literally go down on prostitutes. You pay women to that, you know, like, no judgment, as we don't do on this podcast, but
it's a safe space.
that isn't whatever, man. To each in their own. And Brandon pays money to go down on somebody that has had several in there within the last hour, which is, you know what? That's fine. You do you, Brandon. I'm gonna be over here doing cool shit. You keep doing that.
Yeah. Like getting with women who fucking let dudes get in there in the last hour for free.
You know what? Not what? The last hour.
I'm sorry. 2 hours, possibly three. All right.
Let's get to the next shit. So what do we got? You want to do a mailbag? I hate these. I wish you people would stop. would stop sending us messages with your dumb questions. Brandon, you got a question for us?
I absolutely do, because I love the mailbags and I love our listeners and I love the people who send this shit in. So we have Steve
so
from your shithole of Winnipeg. Or
nice. What's his question? How the fuck do I get out of Winnipeg? The answer is a body bag, bitch. You get out in a body bag. You ain't getting out of there. I got out of there because I was worthy to the American government to get a work visa. You, Steve, are probably not.
Yeah, I mean, you could take your own life. That'll get you out of anywhere in life. But
Now, wasn't worthy. I just tricked them into thinking it. You know what I mean?
Well, there you go.
I sold a bunch of records that was farting and whatever, and they're like, cool, come on in.
Yeah, I mean, if they really knew anything about anybody from Winnipeg, but no.
Dude,
on paper,
I am the perfect immigrant, bitch. I am the perfect immigrant on paper and nothing else.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, I pay my taxes. I obey the law. All that. Everything's great about me if you don't know me.
Yeah.
Once you get to know me.
Statistics are great without context.
Like, here's the thing. I know how to spell diarrhea. And that surprises nobody.
Yeah.
And I'm not a good speller. Okay, what's Steve from Winnipeg's question?
Okay, so Steve from Winnipeg wants to know, which Disney princess has the worst farts?
Ooh.
That's
not a terrible question.
No, but like, kind of like here in America, how like the night before Thanksgiving is one of the biggest drinking holidays here in the States. I feel like, just based off that question alone, that the night before American Thanksgiving must be one of the biggest meth-smoking holidays in Canada.
Yeah, how many Americans, well, he's Canadian, but how many American Disney princesses are there? I feel like a Thanksgiving princess would be Pocahontas.
Yeah, but
I feel like her farts wouldn't be bad. You know what I mean? Pocahontas' farts wouldn't be too bad because she's eating bison, you know, and fish, and, you know, she's eating berries. She's not farting too bad. She's not farting as bad as Belle.
Exactly. Well,
you know Belle from Beauty and the Beast?
Yes.
And you know, when she's in fucking France, dude, the French fart like nobody else. If Quebec is like imitation France, dude, they are, France is disgusting with farts. Like, they're the first ones to ban electric cars because of their fucking constant farting.
Well, yeah.
If you look at that movie Beauty and the Beast, you know, they're like, be our guest, eat all this fucking shit. She's like, all right, I'm just going to fucking fart up the whole castle. Oh, I can't fart in the East Wing? Watch me. You know what I mean? She'll fart in the West Wing, and then everybody in the East Wing can smell it. That's why they don't let her in there. It has nothing to do with, like, secrets. It's just, listen, farty bitch.
I was going to
stop farting.
I was going to go way more disgusting than that. I'm like, yeah, this bitch is fucking lonely in the castle and shit. Every time she goes into town, like, there's fucking thirsty motherfuckers lined up around the bin, you know, wanting to fucking feed her the old sausage, right? You know,
yeah,
so
I remember,
like,
that. Yeah, yeah, that French sausage.
Yeah, man. So, like, you figure, like,
uncircumcised
years
sausage.
On, yes, years on end.
Which is fine.
Of, like,
I'm
fucking dudes that are, like, feeding her, trying to feed her that shit. You know, like, eventually she's going to get lonely enough. She's going to find, like, the least disgusting one, which, when I say least disgusting, it's a relative term, where, like,
yeah,
you know, she, exactly. And she's
the
fucking,
guy who bathed
she's going to fucking get it. And, you know, when she farts, like, a whole lot more than air might be, you know, coming out, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, man. That's one of those, like, every time she farts, a baby comes out. That's
oh,
how French people
well,
have children.
Oh,
it's not even by conception. It's by, like, they eat a whole turkey, and then the fart they have after, they're like, it's like, okay, so you know at a wedding, when they throw out flowers to see who's going to get married next.
Yeah.
For French people, they just, you know, eat a bunch of butter and they fart and hope a baby comes out.
Oh, yeah. Well,
dude, I'm allowed to talk shit about French people. Before you fucking get on me about that, I am French-Canadian, so shut the fuck up.
Oh, no, I don't give a shit about you talking about...
Anyways, I just don't want people coming after me.
Who gives a shit, you know? Like, they're supporting the French-Canadians. You know they're disposable humanity anyways.
That is a good question, though. Disney princess is having the farts. Where is Aladdin from? You know what I mean? Like, he's, like, Middle Eastern, right? Those are some pretty gnarly farts.
Yeah.
If we're getting racist about farts, can we get racist about farts?
Sure.
Is it racist to say certain cuisines make you fart more than others? I don't think so.
No, not really, because it's based off the food you eat, not what fucking, like, gender or fucking race
or
anything.
Also, I'm not going to lie. I don't know what the fuck Aladdin is. I don't know if he's Indian. I don't know if he's Arab. He might even be Chinese, to be honest. I mean,
sure.
He looks American. Everybody else in that fucking show has, like, you know, a big old nose and, like, weird warts and shit. But
whatever sells the most movie tickets.
Have, like, blue eyes, and maybe they don't have blue eyes, but, like, they look American.
Yeah.
And I feel like Princess Jasmine, wherever the fuck she's from, doesn't matter. I don't know. Pardon my ignorance. I don't know if she's Middle Eastern, let's say, or Asian. Middle Eastern. Arabian Nights. Remember that song?
Yes.
Horribly racist, but we didn't write it. So anyone that song's about also has horrible farts. Dude, I've been to Indian brunch. Indian brunch. They pump you full of booze. They pump you full of Indian food. And that's how they get you. They're like, all right, drink this fucking cheap-ass champagne and eat our food that, to me, is so bad. You want three bites and you're done. You know what I mean? Like, that buffet... You're like, it's so disgusting, I just want to drink cheap champagne. So you drink $22 worth of champagne for a $20 brunch, you know what I mean?
Or you could take a piss in your champagne glass and drink that.
So why do you gotta bring up my trauma, bro? I drank my piss one time. You drink piss one time.
Oh, okay, what's worse, the fucking
now
Indian,
you're a piss
Indian food or the piss?
So anyways... Well, okay, Indian food does rank above piss. But the Indian food makes you fart. You have 7 bites of it, you walk outside for a cigarette, and you fart with every step.
Yeah.
Like, it takes you, you gotta walk 7 steps from the door, you fart every time. You gotta walk 21 steps from the door, you fart 21 times. And you're like,
okay.
Wow, it's kind of amusing, almost. So I feel like Princess Jasmine would have some gnarly farts. What do you think?
Absolutely. Like, I not just from the fucking food, man, but, like, you know, obviously the food's a big part of it, dude, because they eat, like, a lot of fucking beans and shit over there in the Middle East. Like, yeah, that's going to fucking, you know.
Yeah, but which Disney princess is the question? Do you have one?
Yeah, no, that's what I was saying earlier.
Because I know, dude, I got a 3-year-old daughter. She's almost 4. I know all the Disney princesses, boy.
Yeah.
I can tell you which one's fart. I can tell you which one's fart.
Dude, that's why I was saying Belle earlier, but, like, it's, you know, like, she's fucking walking through the town square lonely as shit, and fucking dude's throwing herself at her. She's going to fucking pick that one dude, and, like, she's going to be farting, but it's not just going to be air. There's going to be a little something else behind it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so... So this is my wheelhouse, Steve from Winnipeg. I know all them Disney princesses. Let's face it. Okay, Snow White. She's living with 7 dwarves. Are we allowed to say dwarf? Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. That's okay. Dwarf.
Dwarf.
Whatever, that's
midget.
The name of the movie.
Yeah. Whatever.
That's the name of the movie. I don't think you can say midget.
Snow
White
fucking
and the
happening.
7 little people.
Yeah.
So she's there living with those dudes. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if you're a little dude, little person, dwarf, midget, guy, Brandon, Dave. You're living with 7 dudes, you're going to be eating food that makes you fart. And you know damn well Snow White has been farting nonstop, especially with them apples. Remember I told you, apples make me fart. Is that the one who, yeah, she's the one who was like, I'm going to eat this fucking apple. This woman has an apple. I better take a bite of it. Like, dude, if she's that desperate for apples, she's farting all day. Because that's how I used to get out of meetings, right? Is I would be farting all day in them. We'd have a pointless meeting at an unnamed television network. For the record, we didn't ever fucking name it on this podcast because we're awesome. Yes. But whenever they would have a pointless meeting, I learned this from Greasy Ryan's show to that guy. I haven't seen him in a while from Winnipeg. He would have these pointless meetings and he would fart them up with no air conditioning. He'd sit there with his arms crossed. And he would just shamelessly fart. And he's a government employee in Canada. And they're like, all right, we're done. We're done. You know what I mean? Grease Ryan's like, damn right, bitches. So anyways, back to Snow White. If she's eating apples the way that I did, I would eat 6 apples before a meeting. And I would lay out the stink bombs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, after 45 minutes, I would just keep farting all the fucking time. And they don't even notice me. These are just sound little, like, queefs, basically, you know? I'm just sitting there queefing. And they don't know who the fuck is making this stink. And the whole time is me.
Well, see, that's why
I'm laughing in my head. But I'm also mad because, like, I can't even laugh at my own farts. That's how mad I was. Imagine being so mad that you don't even laugh at your own farts. That's how mad I was. And I'm just sitting there farting out of revenge. I have that was like a legitimate strategy, man. It was like I was playing Resident Evil 7. I'm like, all right, I got a strategy. Here we go, boys. Let's deploy this shit. And the farts would come out, and everybody would be like, all right. Whoever's doing that, we get the point. I'm like, yeah, whoever's doing the, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I eat apples. Apples make me fart. I would eat 6 apples before every pointless meeting just so I had the farts. Because, good God, I don't know what it is. I eat an apple, fart city.
Well, I don't know. It might be the pervert in me, but, like, if she's hanging out with the fucking 7 dwarves and she's kind of average looking, again, like, going down the perverted path, man, like, you know, she's fucking, farting and it's smelling, it's because she's queefing and, you know, there's some dried ass shit, you know, up in her snatch.
Yeah, that is, except for, yeah, he didn't say who has the stinkiest queefs, because that would obviously be Snow White. Was she, like, married to the... I haven't seen that one in a long time. Is she married to the dwarves, or is she just this hot girl chilling at a frat house, you know?
Yeah, no, she's like an average, like, fucking Midwestern, good-looking fucking chick chilling with a bunch of fucking, like, 60-year-old bearded fucking midget dudes.
Imagine if they made a movie about that right now. They're like, all right, let's have this hot girl, you know, 20 years old.
Yeah.
Living with 7 dwarves, we'll call them. They're these little men, and they somehow all found each other. Because, you know, dwarfism isn't that common. It's actually very rare. So it's like all these people had to meet up from a Craigslist ad, and they're like, all right, boys, let's go work in the woods and chill. In a house together.
Fuck yeah. And
then, you know, one of them has Asperger's, you know, dopey. Or whatever. They probably all do. Imagine that. Like, you're a dwarf or a little person, whatever you want to call it, and your whole identity is centered around what you like doing. Like, it's bad enough. Like, what if there was a dwarf that worked in your office, you know, and he's a little irritable. You got this irritable little person in your office. I was like, hey guys, let's just start calling him Grumpy, you know. And then you got a little dwarf who's walking around, and you're like, all right, let's just start calling him Sleepy.
Oh God.
I feel like whenever you give a dwarf a nickname, it's infinitely times worse. than viewers to be chill. You know what I mean? But hey, man, Disney, what the fuck do we know? All right, Brandon.
Yes.
Let's take a quick commercial break, and we'll come right back with the favorite segment of all time, Florida Man.
Fuck yeah, man. Sounds good.
We're all going to need a little help dropping some of this holiday weight. But what if we took a more reliable approach to it with longer-lasting results? I've been using Noom to shed my pre-holiday weight, and it's been working great for me. It uses a psychology-based approach that ditches the concept of using a strict set of rules and empowers you with practical knowledge to build smarter, more sustainable habits and behaviors that changes our relationship with eating. Everyone is different, and Noom is about progress, not perfection. So there aren't good or bad foods, but rather the wisdom needed to make informed choices that fit your lifestyle. Noom helps you get back on track from those off days. With only 10 minutes per day, Noom teaches you about your habits and checks in on your progress. 3/4 of Noom users complete the program, with 60% of users losing 5% or more body weight by week 16, and 60% of them keeping the weight off for a year or more. Start building better habits for healthier, long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/Valley Boys. That's Noom.com/Valley Boys. If you're hoping to stop giving meaningless presents this holiday season and want to make it look like you put actual thought into it, Storyworth has got your back. Storyworth is an online service that helps you and your loved ones preserve precious memories and stories for years to come. It is a thoughtful and meaningful gift that connects you to those who matter the most. I'm giving Storyworth to everyone that matters to me. My mom, my grandma, all my uncles, my choir teacher Debbie, who made me stay late for extra lessons. I want them all to know they made me the man I am today. Every week, Storyworth emails your relative or friend a thought-provoking question of your choice from their vast pool of possible options. Each unique prompt asks questions you've never thought to ask, like, what's the bravest thing you've ever done in your life? Or, if you could see into the future, what would you want to find out? After 1 year, Storyworth will compile all of your loved ones' stories, including photos, into a beautiful keepsake book you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come. This is a great way to show everyone I'm the thoughtful one in my family long after I'm gone and they're still speaking ill of me. Reading the weekly stories helps connect you to the loved ones, no matter how near or how far apart you are. Some precious things I've learned about my family include how my grandparents met, when my grandpa was manning the spit bucket at the carnival where my grandma was the bearded lady, which explains why I was born with a tail. Go to Storyworth.com/Valley Boys and save $10 off your first purchase. That's Storyworth.com/Valley Boys to save $10 on your first purchase. All right, Florida Man. So, Brandon.
Yes.
Do you want to explain the rules?
Abso-fucking-lutely here on this Thanksgiving Eve. This is going to be a Thanksgiving themed edition of Florida Man, because despite the fact
maybe
that he's
for you, not for me.
Fucking American Thanksgiving. But despite the fact that Florida, California, or Canada man's already fucking degenerate, fucked the way it is. Let's throw Thanksgiving in the mix, because God damn it, it's a fucking holidays and I'm feeling festive, motherfucker. So here's what
that
it
just
is.
Means drunk. Whenever someone says I'm feeling festive, it just means that they drank too much. I feel like that's what you
but
like,
but they did it you, on Thanksgiving.
It could be like, what day of the year? We have to figure out what day of the year is the furthest from a holiday, like the furthest between any two given holidays, and see how drunk you are that day, or how drunk I am. Like pot killing.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Seems like somewhere in February black. Or March. But, all right, so anyhow, Florida, California, or Canada man, that could be. Florida, California, or Canada man. So I'm going to read three headlines for super shitty brother Dave, and he has to tell me whether that hooligan is from California, Florida, or Canada. This is not a process of elimination. Any of these degenerates can show up anywhere again. Dave, are you ready to play, sir?
Yeah, let's get this shit over with.
All right, here's the first headline of the evening. Man arrested for peeing on in-laws' carpet during Thanksgiving dinner and fighting cops. Was that Florida, California, or Canada man?
Well, to me, it's obviously Florida.
Okay.
However, who amongst us, and I don't mean us the people, I mean us the Valley Boys listeners, who amongst us have not peed on our in-laws' carpet?
Exactly. Wait.
Nah, it's kind of a trick question because I feel like none of these people that listen to us are married. You're all a bunch of incels. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I actually don't know because we see the demographics and we see all these people download it and it's like, that's cool. But the only people that we know are the ones that take the time to write us these dumb questions and shit. You know what I mean? So I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, you're a loser. You got no life.
Oh, fuck yeah.
He has no in-laws. So I gotta say Florida.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a gentleman who is at his wife's brother. So his brother-in-law, he was at their house for Thanksgiving, and he got so inebriated that he urinated on the carpet. The brother-in-law threw him out of the house, but was kind enough to give him $40 to go get a hotel room. And so he was, like, passed out sleeping on the sidewalk. I guess somebody saw him there. Cops got called, and the cops showed up, and, like, they were talking to him and shit, and they, like, even offered to take him to the hotel. And then, like, he fucking started shit with the cops, ended up getting arrested and going to jail for the fucking night instead of to the hotel to fucking sleep it off. So, classic Florida man.
Shit happens. Yeah, also, $40 for a hotel, it's like, that's, anybody who takes $40 to go and spend the night in a hotel, I mean, you're in the top 1 percentile to get murdered.
Well,
top 99th percentile, depending on how you look at it. But you are significantly more likely to get murdered than anybody else.
Well, not necessarily murdered, but, like, you're definitely likely to share a I'm definitely likely to be your neighbor with one of my fucking dates for that particular night at that particular hotel. And when I say for the night, I mean for the fucking hour. But... Yeah, anyhow, so, he's got, battery charges against him, but on the plus side, he didn't have to spend $40 for a hotel, and the taxpayers took care of his room for the night. So, you know, we'll call it a wash. But anyhow, moving on to the second headline this evening, we have, continuing on our Thanksgiving theme, infamous Thanksgiving traffic gridlock expected to return with vengeance to this area. Is that Florida, California, or Canada driver?
Dude, that's everywhere, bro. Like, everywhere's like, oh, traffic's expected to come back with a vengeance. Fuck, what kind of headline? That's not a headline.
But it's kind of like one of those fucking, questions, like the multi-answer questions you get on a high school test. Like, which place is more likely? Where do you think it's more likely to happen?
I'm going Florida? California, bro.
Yeah, absolutely,
it's
dude.
Like, here's the thing about living in California is you say something about L.A. traffic, and you'll get these fucks from everywhere being like, oh, you should see how traffic is in Delaware. It's like, you mean with your one fucking stop sign? Atlanta's a big thing. Atlanta's a big one.
Yeah, Atlanta sucks. I've personally driven in that shit. It's horrible.
Fine. But whenever they do studies on traffic,
yeah,
L.A. is far and away the worst.
It's absolutely worse.
It's like anyone that complains about Atlanta traffic should come to L.A.
Yeah.
Like, and they're so arrogant. They're like, no, Atlanta traffic is so bad. Like, there was a Winnipeg dude who was a truck driver. You know, this is years ago. I was with you. We were at Hooters one time. I don't know why the fuck we were at Hooters in Hollywood. Probably meeting up with Dick Rivers. Fuck that guy. I haven't seen him in a while. we were there, and this guy on Facebook, when I still had it, he was like, I was a truck driver, dude, and traffic is really bad in Atlanta. I'm like, all right, well, I'm not in Atlanta. And also, according to every survey, every study, LA is way worse than that fucking place. So,
yeah, dude.
It's like saying, hey, guys, the Detroit Tigers won the World Series in 1984. You're like, cool. And some guy comes in and is like, yeah, but the second place team was the Milwaukee Brewers.
Exactly.
Like, all right. Okay. So what?
Well,
so what second? Also, it wasn't to Milwaukee.
Yeah.
What, you know what I mean? It's like, who cares? No one cares about the second place. They only care about the Stanley Cup winner.
Right. Well, and as someone who's driven in both Atlanta and L.A. traffic, yeah, L.A. is by far fucking worse. I had a job in L.A. 17 miles from my fucking house. If I got off of work after 3 o'clock and usually between like 3 and fucking 8 p.m., it would take me like an hour and 20 to hour and 30 minutes to get home for that fucking 17 miles. At least in Atlanta, shit will fucking like move along a little bit. But like L.A., you're just fucking stuck there until whenever the fuck shit actually starts moving. So, yeah.
Well, that's shitty balls.
Fuck yeah, man. So, yeah, fucking.
Right, what's your third Florida man?
All right. So, third Florida man of the evening is, after Thanksgiving dinner, a man gunned down his extended family in a premeditated murder spree. Was that Florida, California, or Canada, man?
Dude, that's a little dark.
It is. And, like, I know we usually don't, like, try to, like, go with a fucking gruesome story, but, like.
I'm fine with that. I'm okay with it. So, So gruesome gun down, I'm going to eliminate Canada because gun down. I feel like in Canada, you know, because you can't get that gun, you know, you got to knife down everybody. You got a Thanksgiving turkey carver gun knife, automatic motor people down with it. My natural inclination. I want to say Florida. However, I feel like that could be anywhere, but I am eliminating Canada, so I'm going to say California.
You are incorrect, sir. It is fucking Florida, man.
Fuck. Yeah, of course. So what did he do? He.
Yeah,
he
so, like,
his
he.
Family?
He,
like, who did he get? Did he get his immediate family and shit?
And then he got his fucking in-laws is what he did. So, like, basically he's like, yeah, we're going to have a nice fucking thing. Thanksgiving dinner. Like, and that's the thing. Like, and I understand it's dark and it's usually outside of, like, you know, what we want for the Florida man's sake. However, who hasn't fucking been there when you've wanted to fucking just, you know, kill one of your fucking in-laws or at the very least beat the ever-loving shit out of them? Like, we've all been there at that point. We had that one person in our extended family where we're like, fuck that person. It's understandable. This guy just happened to fucking take it a step further, but we get it.
I understand what you're saying theoretically, except I've always been treated well by the in-laws. You know what I mean? Like, my daughter's mom, her family loves me. I love them. They're great people. We get along great. I'm not going to murder them with a turkey carver.
Well, no, I'm not saying everybody's going to go to that extent.
Not that I even could. Even if I try that shit, like, my own daughter could stop me from that, you know? And she's barely 4 years old. Like, it's not going to happen. But even before that, I was with this girl for over 5 years. And her family didn't even like me for a long time, you know?
Yeah.
And I was with this girl forever. And they came around a little bit. They were like, well, yeah, he's in law school, but Yeah, he's top of his class, but why is he wearing two belts and playing a band? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They were that, but like I wasn't gonna murder him about it. I was gonna be like, all right, I got two belts. There's two of you. You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, like I've never had real problems with the in-laws per se, but I've never actually had official in-laws because I have never been married.
Yeah, and good for you.
Of all the missteps I took in life, the one thing I have going for me is I never got married.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm as smart as a whip. All right, so it's my turn. It's my turn. But it's a little bit different. I'm not doing no Florida. Well, I am. It's going to be Florida man, California man, or Iowa man, where Brandon is currently holed up for Thanksgiving. And he got drunk and fought how many? Three people in your family?
Minimum. It's a tradition. I can't fucking leave the house till I've fought at least that many. And, right. Yeah, the fucking goddamn wind's blown. I need to go to the fucking store and get cigarettes. At least I got booze.
You're a full-blown smoker. See, like, this is what I'm saying. I shouldn't have given you cigarettes. Every time you've been asking for cigarettes a lot more that we were hanging out whenever, right before you left.
Yeah, I don't end up like Paul in our last fucking story and fucking murder everybody. It's better that I get a little bit of lung cancer instead of like going on a fucking murder spree.
Dude, I gotta tell you something. I never give cigarettes to people except for my friends, because there was this very kind person, you know, back in the day in Winnipeg. I'm living across the hallway in an apartment building in downtown Winnipeg. From this dude who, like, designs bike paths. Like, he's just, like, this hippie dude. And he always was smoking. Even in the middle of the winter, I'd be out there smoking. He'd be out there smoking. We're all out there chilling. And, you know, these fucking losers would come up and be like, hey, you got a cigarette? And I would take it case by case. Sometimes I'd give him one. Sometimes I wouldn't. Every single time, this guy would just give him one. Here you go. Here you go, man. Because he's this hippie dude. He's just like, here you go. And I pointed out to him one day, I'm like, hey, man, you always give out cigarettes to people. That's why I just don't say anything. I'll let you do it. And he said, yeah, I have a policy. I don't deny people tobacco. And I said, I like that policy. I now have a policy, too. I deny people tobacco. So it's like whenever someone asks you for a cigarette, my policy is no.
Yeah, man.
Like, you know, living downtown Winnipeg, I counted my cigarettes one time. One time I bought a pack. Now, in Canada, packs come, they're way more expensive. They're like, when I left Canada in 2015,
yeah,
cigarettes were like $17.50 a pack. Like, super expensive.
Yeah.
But they were also $25 to a pack instead of $20.
Yeah.
Whatever. So I counted them one time. I was like, all right, I'm going to figure out how many times somebody asked me for a cigarette while this pack is open. But I'm going to say no to every single one of them. So at the end of it all, I would have given out more cigarettes had I said yes to every single person than I would have had to myself.
Sure.
That's no way to live life. So my policy is to say no. To every single person. I don't say no to my friends, but I'll say no to strangers, except when they offer me money. Whenever they're like, here's a dollar, can I have a cigarette? I'm like, here, take a cigarette. Don't give me the dollar. It's fine. Because that's like real talk. He needs a cigarette. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm sure real talk, these other guys need cigarettes too, but they also probably got real talk, other problems to deal with. But anyways, his kindness was my rejection. All right. So
yeah.
Here's my Florida man bullshit before you. Yawn too hard into the microphone. Man spits food in women's mouth during road rage incident. Was that Florida, California, or Florida, Iowa, or Canada? There's no California in this.
Yeah, I want to say Florida.
Yeah.
So the dude
is eating Wendy's, and he gets cut off, and he fucking walks right up to her truck and shit, and she's like, fuck you, and he's like, fuck, and then he's got a mouth full of Wendy's. This episode is brought to you by Wendy's, and he spits it right in her fucking mouth, like a little, like she's his baby bird on the freeway.
Fuck yeah,
and
man.
She's going to have like a little baby named Wendy, you know?
She very well might.
All right, next one. Man uses finger guns to steal Waffle House napkins.
Oh, God damn it. Okay, Waffle
House. All right, Florida, Iowa, or Canada. Now, here's the thing. Keep in mind, motherfucker went in there, didn't take any money, didn't use any guns. Didn't even take any food or anything like that. You know what I mean? He's in there for the napkins. He just wants to wipe balls off or some shit.
Yeah.
And he uses finger guns to steal napkins. Now, Florida, Iowa, or Canada?
Well, see, it's not so much the lack of a gun. It's more like, do they even have Waffle House in Canada, which I don't think they do. But
they do. Yes, they do.
Oh, no shit. Okay. I don't know, man. All the same, I'm going to say fucking Iowa.
Okay. There's two wrongs about this.
Okay.
The first wrong was by something I said. There are no Waffle Houses in Canada that I know of.
Okay.
I was lying to you. I tricked you. Tricked you real good. The second wrong
was
you. It was in Florida.
Okay.
Now imagine going down for robbery over napkins.
Yeah.
Now imagine you didn't even have guns. You just had them finger guns. You're like, pew, 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 I'm going to steal these napkins. Pew, pew, pew. And you fucking get arrested for that. Like, give me a fucking break, man. You should be able to walk into any restaurant, whether it be Waffle House or Wendy's or all you can eat sushi.
Yeah.
And you grab a wad of napkins. Stop yawning so loud into the microphone, bro. And you grab a wad of napkins. And you walk out of there. You don't deserve to go to jail for that. If anything, manager should be like, that fucking guy, you know what I mean? He's taking 13 napkins. Fuck, what are we going to do?
That could be a huge chunk of Waffle House's budget. Especially in Florida.
All right.
So
I got another one.
All right.
So
last one.
Delivery driver chased by axe wielding man demanding pizza.
I'm just going to say Canada because fucking axe. I don't know what the fuck it is, but goddamn it, Canada, it's like fucking machetes and fucking axes and knives and whatever. And
who the fuck has an axe in Canada?
It's fucking Winnipeg. Like, we've read fucking axe wielding.
Oh, my God. Did you cheat? Did you fucking already know this headline?
No.
It's Winnipeg, man. My hometown. Some fucking guy chased down a delivery driver with an axe demanding the pizza.
Yeah, unless it's one, like, I fucking already read out. But, like, yeah, Canada fucking has a tendency to, like, have, like, axes, machetes, like, any type of fucking blade. And, like, that's their fucking go-to for shit. I would have guessed that no matter what the fucking rest of the headline said. For sure.
Right.
So for fucking pizza, that, like, he chased after him with an axe for a pizza. He risked a fucking whatever the Canadian equivalent of a felony is for pizza.
Well, we're going to get real. So in Canada, we don't have felony or misdemeanors.
Right. So what would the equivalent be?
Well, chasing somebody with an axe, that would be a dual procedure, I feel like. So we have three tiers. Here you have two. In Canada, we got summary convictions. Which, okay, it could go either way. But basically, I don't know. I don't think he's going to do a hard time for that. I think they're going to be like, ah, he was drunk and he was carrying an axe.
Fucking Canada. He's like, ah, he's just messing around. He won't do this again. He's
well,
cool.
If you know, they'll look at his record. They'll look at, you know. And he'll,
sure.
He'll be like, it depends what he says in court. If he's like, I did nothing wrong, then they're like, oh, you have a problem. He's like, listen, Your Honor, I got super drunk. I saw a pizza delivery guy. I was like chasing him with an axe, be like, hey, give us a piece of water. And the judge would be like, all right, pick up some garbage for a few weeks, you're fine. You know? But yeah. Who knows? Maybe he was after him with an axe and was going to cut his head off and.
Yeah, old Vince Liam.
The pizza with it, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I got one bonus one.
Oh, nice. Let's do it.
Man dies after window closes on him during burglary.
I'm just going to say Florida just because, like, the level of stupidity.
Yeah. All right.
Fuck.
Let's do one more mailbag. Don't you have another question you said was good?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I say it's good. Like, I don't know how you necessarily fucking feel about them, but I will read it out all the same.
You know
how
I feel about this shit? You know, I fucking hate this, but whatever. We're drunk. We're several states apart, so read his dumbass question.
All right. So, yeah, I'm going to read this, A, because it's a place I lived for 13 years of my life, and B, going with Thanksgiving theme. Matt from Colorado wants to know, because it's Thanksgiving, if we've ever ruined a family holiday. Or
have we
ever ruined a family holiday? My apologies.
Yeah, so have you. You've ruined a holiday, too. Okay, we both got one for this. I know you have. Do you want to tell it on the podcast?
Well you're going to have to be more specific. You know,
okay,
a holiday.
Plastic reindeer basketball shorts.
Oh, God, yeah. So, yeah. Well, there's a couple, yeah. So, like... so me and my sister, one year we had Irish Christmas. So it was a day after Christmas. We went out to this Irish pub in Colorado Springs, and long story short, like 10 different shots of Irish whiskey and then like 7 or 8, you know, pints of Guinness later. I'm fighting out with my sister in the street. I fucking throw my car keys at her. And I'm fucking walking home at like 3 a.m. wearing nothing but basketball shorts and a football jersey. And it's fucking like 17 goddamn degrees Fahrenheit outside, which is like, I don't know, -6 or -7 Celsius. And yeah, dude, I fucking like my fucking parents and shit came out at like 2 or 3 a.m. to like try and find me. I'm fucking running around hiding from them. They fucking give up and say, fuck it, we're going home. You know, he'll make it there or he'll die outside, one of the two. I fucking got into a fight with a plastic Rudolph. Almost fucking slipped on my piss that fucking froze on the sidewalk. But I made it home like 3 hours later, took my temperature, 95.5, about 94 degrees, hypothermia sets in. So, like, I fucking, you know, crashed for the night. Got up the next day somewhere around like 1 or 2 p.m. And I'm like, hey, what's up, everybody? And I was cool, but like, you know, everyone else was a little pissy with me. So, all right. Well, what about you? What was your, you know, big fuck up for the holidays?
Dude, well, when you say like Fahrenheit, I don't know any of that. Cause you know what I mean? I'm Canadian. I'm cool as shit. But, okay. So I'm not going to say who in my family cause I'll get in trouble.
All right.
Someone in my family, let's pretend is a distant relative.
Okay.
Let's pretend this distant relative is a female security guard at a jail. So a corrections officer, legit, like jail guard, whatever the fuck you call him here.
Okay.
And she ends up marrying a guy who is an inmate. Like, legit, getting married to a guy who's an inmate. The one guy who didn't wipe his ass with a sandwich and throw it at her, you know?
How romantic. Yes.
Yeah, and he comes over to Christmas, which, that side of the family, we celebrate that shit. And keep in mind, I'm an adult. I'm like 20. And me and my brother, my stepbrother, we're both mischievous, but, well, like, we're good-hearted people, but very mischievous.
Okay.
We're both warned. Don't fucking ask him about his shit. We're like, yeah, no problem. 5 minutes later, we're like, 7 shots deep. And this dude that my distant relative just married.
Yeah.
He's sitting there on the couch. You know, he's cool as shit. He's fine. But he's got one of them throat tattoos, you know. And he's
in
jail for a very long time. Like, my sister was, or my distant relative was his. And we're like, what'd you do? And he's like, I was robbing some banks. We're like, how the fuck you do that? Is this the 1800s? He's like, nah. I'd walk in with a little note that says, give me the money. And then they'd give me the money. And then one day, I got caught. And then I had many follow-up questions. And the next thing I know, another relative is driving me home. I'm like, what'd I do? They're like, you're a fucking idiot. That's what you did. I'm like, fair enough. All right, Brandon, where do you find us on social media?
All right, you can find my handsome self on Twitter and Instagram at El Oso Blanco 69. You can find Shitty Brother Dave at Dave Weasel on Twitter and Instagram, at Valley Boys Pod on Twitter, at Valley Boys Podcast on Instagram.
All right, signing out from Newport Beach, California, and Marshalltown, Iowa. We are the Valley Boys.
Dumping my Thanksgiving gravy all over every single one of you as this gets inside of you. Happy Thanksgiving 2021, everybody.
Gobble, gobble, motherfucker.
Deep inside. Bye.